Chapter 9. The next night, John and Mary met Anna and more of Mary's students at the school. John showed the students the plan of the school. "You're going to make a lot of noise here, at point A," he said. They found an open window, climbed in, and started to make a noise. Then John, Mary, and Anna walked to a door on the other side of the school. Mary tried to open it.
"It's locked."
"The headmaster didn't ask me for these keys when I left."
John opened the door and they went in quietly. They walked along the dark corridors, but their feet didn't make any sound. Suddenly, John understood. "Oh no, there's a carpet," he said.
"What can we do?"
said Mary. Then John remembered. 14.
What?
"I counted my footsteps. 14 taps and then 2 twangs," John said. He walked along the corridor and counted his footsteps. 12, 13, 14. "This is the place." John stopped. "Anna, can you turn on the torch?" Anna directed the light to the floor and then to the wall.
"Look,"
said Mary.
"A ventilation grill."
They removed the grill and John looked inside with the torch. "There's a space, but it's very small," he said.
"I can get in,"
said Anna. She climbed into the space. John and Mary waited in the corridor.
"Hey!"
somebody shouted.
"What are you doing here? Who are you?"
They didn't see the person, but John recognized the voice immediately. It was Tony, the new security guard. He ran along the corridor and attacked John. Mary ran away. Anna was very scared. She stayed silent in the space behind the ventilation grill. Tony was stronger than John. He tied John's hands together and locked him in a small room. Mary ran to the front entrance. The headmaster was there.
"Mr. Clark!"
she shouted.
"Stop! You can't escape!"
he said. The headmaster and Tony locked Mary in the small room with John. Suddenly they heard voices.
"Some students were in the school, but they ran away. Then I found these two people here. What are we going to do, Dad?"
"Don't worry, Tony. We'll move the cases."
"Dad,"
said Mary,
"the headmaster is the security guard's father."
"That's impossible. Mr. Clark isn't married, and he hasn't got any children. I can't believe that man is really Mr. Clark. He called me Jim, you know."
"That's very strange."
"And another thing. The security guard was at your house. I recognized his voice." Then they heard more conversation.
"Tony, put that ventilation grill back, and then we'll take these two people to my brother's house."
"Okay,"
said the security guard. Anna heard it too. She was very scared, so she didn't move. Tony put the ventilation grill back. He didn't know Anna was there. She was trapped. The headmaster and the security guard came into the small room.
"Right, you two. Time to move,"
said Mr. Clark. When Anna thought that it was safe, she turned the torch on again. She saw 2 small cases. She tried to open them, but they were locked. She also tried to remove the ventilation grill, but it was impossible. So she waited, and finally she went to sleep. Mr. Clark and Tony took Mary and John to a house. In the living room, tied to a chair, was somebody that they knew.
"Mr. Clark," said John.
"I see you know my twin brother, Roger," said the real Mr. Alan Clark.
Now John understood why the headmaster was different. He was an impostor.
"That's why he called me Jim," he thought.